This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team. Hi, I'm Mark Griffiths, and it's a time for another lowdown as we look at Wrexham's next opponents. And Guiseley are tricky ones to judge. Okay, firstly, let's look at the bald facts. Their form is horrible. The last one win was Boxing Day, and that was against Chester. Insert your own punchline there. And they are really struggling horribly. There were a massive turnover of players as Paul Cox looks to change things around. And he's changing formation all the time because he's trying to find something that will work, trying to make something stick. So, very hard to anticipate exactly how they'll line up. I will say, though, having sounded like they're a pushover in the introduction, that they are a typical bottom of the table side in that they actually are performing better than their results suggest. They're just not performing in the big moments, if you like. Look at their last, well, their last three games were all away from home, lost them all. But look at their last two, and you see a pattern which suggests they're no pushovers. Both of them were away to promotion chasing teams, Fylde and Dover. In both of them, they conceded early on. In both of them, they equalised, and in both of them, they let in an 88th minute winner. So, 2 minutes from the end, it's a fight back from behind draw away from home against one of the promotion contenders. You've got to show some respect for that. And they certainly, well, you know, teams get relegated like this. Sometimes there comes a point where they lose a bit of fight. They've certainly not hit that point yet. They're a battling team. They're long ball, so they're going to ask physical questions of us. They're Dover penned into their own half for very long periods last Saturday because they just win the set piece, something like that, launch it in the box, it gets cleared, bang, as few touches as possible. They want to put it straight back in again. They're not that bothered about accuracy. They're bothered about putting it into areas which are awkward to defend. And so Dover had long periods of the ball in their half and them out of possession. Admittedly, Dover are a similar type of size and therefore they probably weren't panicking too much. They weren't having a lot of possession. But nonetheless, the pattern, I mean, to watch that this is bound to happen at times against us, is ball in the box, gets cleared. Second ball is attacked from deep by a Guiseley player, straight back in first time, gets cleared, straight back in again, and it's just wearing you down, keeping you penned and keeping you deep, so that when you're able to clear, you haven't got any really good options to clear to. So, yeah, I anticipate, despite the fact that maybe fans will turn up thinking these guys are in bad form, I anticipate there being long spells where we find it difficult to get the ball down. There, you can break on them, though. And a particular feature, I thought, well, their right-back, Jack Shepherd's, an awful lot of crosses come in from his side. He looks a bit more attacking. On the other side, Crooks is a centre-back slash full-back. Think David Raven last Saturday. But Shepherd wants to try and get up and down a bit more, and he looks a little bit more exposed sometimes, maybe because they're long ball and their wide midfielders push at the pitch, and therefore they've got to come back all the time. And if you can play it forwards, break the midfield press and get the ball forwards early, the wide midfield has no chance of coming back to the double up with Shepherd. And he was getting beaten a lot of crosses come in from his side of the pitch. That might be something to consider. Up front, they looked decent last match. I'm wary of making too many assumptions about how they line up because of how they keep chopping and changing. Shepherd's putting a constant feature throughout these matches, as is Crooks. And up front as well, Dean Southwell is a useful looking striker. They brought him in, he's hard working, he's already scored one, he's runs the channels, he's able to play on his own up front. Because he's got that energy, and although he's not that big, he's able to win headers and fight for the ball, which is what they look for in a striker, of course. But in the last match, they played two up front as well, and it was good for him to have a target man alongside him who would drop off and hold the ball up well. The moment he would hold it up, Coyote at ODJ, there'd be a signal for players to run in behind, and for Southwell to try and run in behind, stretch the other side. And so basically, ODJ played a lot of the game on the halfway line, back to goal, holding it up, popping it back so somebody could knock it first time over the top to Southwell or a wide runner. You know, I feel slightly edgy about them because they're decent physically and they're still fighting. So we're going to have a battle on our hands at Geisley, I can promise you.
This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.